So starting in Tadasana, the feet can be slightly apart or together. Feel nice and grounded through the feet. Spread the toes. And lift up through your ankles, knees. Feel your thighs rolling out. Tuck your pelvis under. Lift your heart. Bring your hands into your heart space in prayer position, Anjali Mudra. Just take a moment. Come to your breath. Open your heart and ground your feet. So take an out breath, release your arms down by your sides. As you breathe in, reaching up to the sky with your arms. Maybe taking a back bend if that suits you, and then melting forwards into forward bend. Exhale. Looking up, inhale, hands on the shins or on the floor. Exhale, nose to knees, and then breathing in, coming back to standing, reaching tall, maybe adding a back bend or just reaching high, and then float forwards again into forward bend. Inhale, looking up, extend that spine. Exhale, forward bend, nose to knees, rising to the sky, reaching up, beautiful, floating to the floor again, forward bend. Looking up, inhale. Exhale, forward bend, reaching for the sky. So just keep flowing with that practice, melting forward, and just be aware of what your spine is doing. Lengthening, rounding, and use your core to draw yourself up. Feel open in the chest as you reach or look up. As you breathe in, bring energy into your body. Just notice the lengthening of the back of your legs, the calves, the hamstrings. And take one more round, forward bending, extending on the in-breath. And then bringing your hands back to your heart space in prayer position. Just take a moment here. Notice how you're feeling. Okay. As you breathe in, reach up again with your arms. Exhale, forward bend, nose to knees. Just hold here for a moment and feel grounded in both feet. We're going to lift the left leg now, so just split the legs into tripod and draw the nose towards your knee in this balance. And then step the left leg back into right-sided kneeling lunge. So drop to your left knee, point your back toe and scoot the right foot forward if you need to. Just for a moment, just soften here. Notice the stretch in that left hip flexor. Looking up if that suits you. Nice soft shoulders, soft faces. If that feels good, reaching up now with both arms, crescent moon pose, either keeping your gaze ahead or taking a back bend, looking at the hands. Keep sinking nice and low into those hips. Wonderful. And then ground your hands. And return to downward facing dog. So this is your first downward facing dog. So you may like to pedal out your heels, make it a blissful one. Come to plank position. And carefully ease yourself down to the floor, coming onto your tummies, prone on the floor. Come onto your fingertips, they're under your shoulders, point your toes. Dynamic cobra, so breathe in, lift and strike forwards, breathe out, lower the chin or nose to the floor, breathe in to rise, exhale to lower, and four more in your own time. Beautiful. As you rise up, draw those shoulders down towards the base of your spine. And after those extra four dynamic cobras, ground your hands, push yourself up and back to child pose. And take a moment here. Allow the breath to soften. And when you're ready, back to all fours. Briefly into downward facing dog. Feel the full dog, chest towards your thighs. Look forward, step or jump through. Keep looking up on your in-breath. Exhale, nose to knees. Breathe in, reaching tall, maybe a back bend. Exhale, hands to your heart. Just take a moment here. Maybe feeling a little warmer now. So let's repeat the same on the other side. So when you're ready, breathe in, reaching up with your arms. Exhale, forward bending. This time, extend the right leg up, splitting into tripod. And then a big stride back with that right leg into left side of kneeling lunge. Drop to that right knee, point the toe, scoot the left foot forwards.
Oh, thank you. It's actually my kneecaps pivot.
Yeah, oh, you can feel it.
They're moving. Wait, that's why you hear the clock.
Yeah. Thank you. So just soften here, and when you feel ready, raising both arms, crescent moon pose. Feel sinking nice and low in those hips. And feel both feet grounded, that left foot spreading, and the front pointed right foot. Feel the toes beneath you. Fabulous. Let's ground the hands. Come back into downward facing dog. You can be a static dog now, so feel that spine nice and long. Beautiful. Ease into plank position. And lower yourself to the floor. This time, a dynamic cobra but with grounded hands, so you can bring them under your shoulders. You're breathing in, pushing maybe a little higher. And exhale, releasing down. Breathe in to rise. Exhale to lower. And four more. And after those four dynamic cobras, six in total, push up and back into child pose. Nice wide knees, big toes touching. Just releasing those back bends with this forward bend. Let's take a moment, recover your breath, maybe releasing your wrists if you need to. And then back to all fours. And downward facing dog. Okay. So just check you haven't migrated to the back of your mat. If you have, walk your downward facing dog to the front of the mat. Lovely. On your next in-breath, lift the right leg and split your dog. Just hold it here for a moment. Hands taking your weight equally. Keep pushing the chest towards your thigh. Keep grounding the left heel. Now we're going to hold the next position. So all you're going to do is ease the right knee towards your nose into a crunch. You're going to hold your crunch. And then look forwards and sweep your right foot through between your hands. A little bit more tricky, you've got less momentum. And again, drop to your left knee. Point the back toe. We're going to add a twist now. So ground the left hand, reach up with your right arm. Twist to this right side. Now keep this breath coming in. It's harder to breathe when you're twisting. And on your next in-breath, just keep twisting a little bit deeper. Push into the back of your hand. See if you can rotate those right ribs back a little bit more. And then look to the floor, ground your hand. And now step your right hand over your leg so that it comes nearer to your left arm. And then you're going to reach up with your left arm and twist the other way. A little bit more tricky. If that's not good for your arm, you're going to bring your left hand into the small of your back. Again, you can keep pushing into the hand, rotating those left ribs back now.
My hand just doesn't seem to work.
It's just the shoulder and its rotation.
Is it? Yes. It doesn't go.
Two more breaths here. And then look to the floor. Ensure your hands are under your shoulders. Sweep your leg back to downward facing dog. Just holding. And use this as your resting pose. Beautiful. Breathe in, lift your left leg, splitting the downward facing dog. And then hold your crunch left knee towards your nose. Feel strong, keep the breath coming in. Look forward, sweep the left foot through between both hands, drop to your right knee, point your toes, sink nice and low in your lunge. Ground your right hand, sweep the left arm up, close it to the sky as you twist and rotate your spine. Just see if your breath is equal, the in and out breath are the same length. Maybe counting your breath. I'm going to twist the other way, so ground the left hand, step the left hand over the foot and the leg, and reach up with your right arm. And looking to your right thumb, or if that's not good for your shoulder, bring the hand into the small of your back. Twisting as best you can. And then ground both hands under the shoulders, sweep your left leg back, establish downward facing dog, and enjoy this resting pose. Please stay in downward facing dog. If you'd rather have a vinyasa to build more heat, come into plank position, chaturanga dandasana press up, inhaling cobra or up dog, exhale back to downward facing dog. And then we're all going to hold a plank for 5 breaths. So just bring the shoulders over the wrists. Step the legs back if you feel a bit too narrow. Bend the elbows slightly. Now straighten your arms, push into the floor, feel strong. Squeeze the thighs together, push into your heels. Fabulous. And we're going to now ease towards the floor. So you can just chaturanga dandasana all the way down. Point your toes. We're coming up into an up dog or a high cobra. So when you're ready, push into the hands are under your shoulders. If it feels good, you can start to lift the hips from the floor and the knees from the floor and keep on your pointed toes. If that's not good for your back, please just keep the knees on the floor. You don't have to go too high. Just keep breathing, bring energy and breath into your body. And ease back into downward facing dog. And it can be a blissful dog, so please pedal out your heels if you would like, or take a static dog, whatever suits you. Keep bringing the breath in. And then look forward, step or jump forwards. Keep looking up on your in-breath. Exhale, nose to knees. Inhale, sweep your hands high, extended Tadasana, and exhale, hands to your heart. Beautiful. Take a moment here and feel your breath. Okay, so take your out breath. When you're ready, breathe in, reaching tall, maybe adding a back bend. Exhale, forward bend, nose to knees. Inhale, looking up. And then finding down dog, so step back into downward facing dog, lovely. Lift that tailbone nice and high. Breathe in, reach up with your right leg. This time we're going to sweep it all the way through between the hands, and we're coming up into a high lunge, but if you need to, please drop to your left knee. Invincible warrior. So breathe in as you lift both arms to the sky. If you need to bring your hands to your thigh or drop to your left knee, please be kind to yourself. So breathing here into that invincible warrior. If you'd like to add a twist, bring your hands to prayer position. We're twisting to the right side. Bring your left elbow over your right knee. Look over your right shoulder. If your left elbow is completely over the knee, open your left fingertips to the floor, Reach up your right fingertips to the sky. And looking to the floor, ground your hands under your shoulders, sweep the right leg back, downward facing dog. Nice flat palms, spread those fingers nice and wide. Please add a vinyasa if you'd like to, plank chaturanga up dog down dog, or stay in downward facing dog. Push that chest towards your thighs, keep grounding the heels towards the floor. Breathe in, lift the left leg and exhale it through between your hands. Invincible warrior, left side. Keep those right toes tucked under. Wonderful. Sweep both hands high and feel the throat opening and the chest opening, the heart space. Nice soft shoulders, soft faces. Fabulous. Let's bring a twist to the body. Hands to prayer position, right elbow over the left knee, look over your left shoulder, and if you're completely twisting, open the right fingertips to the floor, reach up with your left arm. Keep breathing long and deep. And looking to the floor, ground your hands, find downward facing dog, resting here or vinyasa, your choice, your practice. Keep looking up on the in-breath. Exhale, nose to knees. Inhale, sweep your hands high. Exhale, hands to your heart. Just take a moment, notice your heart beating in your chest. Please have water if you need it. We're going to feel nice and open now in the chest. By bringing the arms behind us, interlace your fingers, the palms face the body. Breathe in, reach the arms behind you, lift the hands away from your body, and just feel the heart opening. Roll back your shoulders here, and keep the breath coming in and out through the nose. As you breathe in, feel the heart opening. On your next in-breath, release your fingers, reach for the sky, interlace your fingers again, this time turning the palms to the sky. Try and grow a little bit taller. And then catch hold of your left wrist with your right hand. We're leaning over to the right side, keeping hips and chest facing the front of your mat. Left side body really lengthening. Draw the navel in, lift your pelvic floor to support the lower back. On your next in-breath, centering again, turning palms to the sky with interlaced fingers, reaching again as tall as you can be. And then catching hold of the right wrist with the left hand, leaning over to the left side. Lovely breathing, well done. Centering again, breathe in. This time, palms together. Reach nice and tall, maybe palms slightly apart if that's not good for your shoulders. We're going to sink back now into chair pose. So stick your bottoms out, body at 90 degrees to the thighs. Arms kissing the ears if possible. And we're going to help to shift the energy in the body now. So as you exhale, you swoosh the breath out. And as you breathe in, come to chair. Swoosh the breath out. Energetic body, take a nice big breath in through the nose and out through the mouth. Sighing out, let it go. And we're going to take three more. Lovely. And then hold your chair. Hold, sink a little bit lower. The chair's beautifully comfortable. Utkatasana, feel that fierce pose. And then stand tall. Bring your hands back to your heart. Take a moment here. Okay, open the feet now as wide as your mat. Turn your toes out. You're just going to start to squat down. So it can be high squat or low squat in Malasana. Just make sure as you bend the knees are over the toes. Turn the toes out more if you need to. Take your breath here. Feel those thighs. And then we're going to ease down to a comfortable seated position to conclude the first part of this 15-minute practice. So you can bring your hands again to your heart. You can bring your hands onto your knees or into chin mudra, index finger into the pad of the thumb, the other fingers straight. And just close your eyes. And again, notice how you feel. So just a comfortable seated position, or you can be kneeling. Moment, find your breath. And if you know Ujjayi breath, start to establish Ujjayi, that sound of the sea in the throat. So in a moment, I will count your breath in for four. We will hold the breath for seven, and we will breathe out the count of eight. Retaining the breath helps to energize the body and shift prana and energy within the body. So take a lovely full out breath. We're breathing in for four. One, two, three, four. Hold for seven. Two, three, four, five, six, seven. Breathe out for eight. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. Lovely. Breathe in for four. Two, three, four. Hold for seven. Two, three, four, five, six, seven. Breathe out for eight. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. Breathe in for four. Two, three, four. Hold for seven. Two, three, four, five, six, seven. Breathe out for eight. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. Well done. Just let the breath go, returning to your natural breath once more. And opening the eyes when you're ready. Okay, so we took that 15-minute practice nice and slowly, and we paused. So effectively, you can make that 15-minute practice a 25-minute practice. We're going to now flow through the same practice swiftly, so we won't be breaking, but if you need to rest, please rest in child pose at any time. So we'll start again standing. If you want to use your sheets ahead of you, then please feel free. But when you're ready, establish Tadasana and just allow the breath to settle. Flowing in and out through your nose. So exhale, bring your arms down by your sides. Breathe in, reach for the sky. Exhale, fold into forward bend. Inhale, looking up, extend your spine, hands on the shins on the floor. Return to forward bend. Coming up with a nice straight spine, reaching again for the sky. Wonderful, forward bend. Inhale, looking up, and forward bend again, reaching for the sky, maybe adding a back bend if that suits you. Float to forward bend, Uttanasana again, extended Uttanasana, forward bend, exhale, raise your arms to the sky, lovely, just repeating that in your own time. Every fold is an out breath, every extension is an in breath. one final time. And returning briefly to static Tadasana, hands into your heart. Breathe in, reach up again. Exhale, forward bend. Inhale, lift your left leg, tripod pose, and step that left leg back, drop to your knee, kneeling lunge. Scoot that foot forwards. When you're ready, breathe in, reaching up, crescent moon pose. As you breathe out, ground your hands. Sweep your right leg back, downward facing dog. Lovely. Come to plank position. Squeeze and ease yourself to the floor. Onto fingertips, taking six dynamic cobras. Breathing in to rise, exhale to lower. Very nice. After your six dynamic cobras, release back into child pose. And then find all fours on the in-breath. Exhale, downward facing dog. Breathe in, look up. Jump or step forwards on the in-breath. Exhale, nose to knees. Inhale, sweep your hands high. Exhale, hands to your heart. Breathe in, reaching up with your arms. Exhale, forward bend. This time, splitting right leg into the air tripod and step it back. Find left side of kneeling lunge. Breathe in, reach up with your arms. Lovely. And exhale, ground your hands. Left foot steps back, downward facing dog. Lovely. Plank position. Exhale. Squeezing yourself to the floor, point your toes. Dynamic cobra with hands flat six times. Breathe in to rise, exhale to lower. So strike forwards as well as up, just like a snake. Feel the front body long from the pubic bone to the chin as you look up. And after those six dynamic cobras, pushing up and back into child pose. Exhale it back into child. Inhale to all fours. Exhale, downward facing dog. Inhale, step forwards. Keep looking up. Hands on the shins or on the floor. Exhale, nose to knees. Inhale, sweep your hands high. Exhale, hands to your heart, lovely. Inhale, rise with your arms. Back bending if that suits you. Exhale, forward bend. Stepping back into downward facing dog. Inhale, reach up with your right leg. Let's pulse the knee in. So you're going to crunch, exhale, inhale, lengthen the leg away from you again. Three-legged dog. Exhale, crunch, inhale, lengthen. And then sweep the right leg all the way through between your hands. Again, dropping to the left knee, softening here. We're going to hold the twist a little longer. So you're just going to breathe in, reach up with your right arm, twist to the right side. Reaching to the sky with your right fingertips. And now open your fingertips, feel the air between them. Lovely, active arms, keep the breath coming in. Fabulous. Looking to the floor, bring your right hand over the knee towards the left hand. And we're twisting the other way now, so reaching up with your left arm. Or bring the left hand into the small of your back. Fabulous. Ground both hands under the shoulders. Sweep your right leg back into downward facing dog. Either holding here or taking a vinyasa, plank, chaturanga, upward facing dog, downward facing dog. Lovely. Breathe in, lift the left leg into the air, pulsing knee to nose. Inhale, lengthen the leg, exhale, crunch. Inhale, lengthen, exhale, crunch. Next time, sweep the leg through between your hands. Drop to your right knee. And we're twisting now to the left side. Point the back toe, lovely. So twist left hand, reaching up, reach for the sky. Lovely breathing. Okay, let's look to the other side. So step that hand over the foot and reach up with your right arm, twisting the other way. And look into the hand if that's comfortable, if you feel balanced. Very nice. Ground the hands onto your shoulders. Sweep the left leg back, falling downward facing dog. Either staying here or you can flow again into vinyasa. Plank, chaturanga, up dog. Please be kind to yourself. These are all optional vinyasas. Okay, we're going to hold a plank again. So ease the hips down and the shoulders over the wrists. Push into your heels, squeeze your thighs together. Push into the earth. Draw the navel in. Squeeze yourself to the floor, lower yourself down, point your toes, find cobra or upward facing dog. Pointing those toes, bringing the weight into the toes if you're completely into your upward facing dog. And when you're up, keeping that head nice and straight. Drawing the shoulders down. Tuck your toes under, downward facing dog. And then look forwards, step or jump through. Keep looking up on the in-breath. Exhale, nose to knees. Inhale, sweep your hands high. Exhale, hands to your heart. Lovely. Breathe in, reaching up again. Exhale, forward bend, nose to knees. Inhale, looking up, extend your spine and step back into downward facing dog. Take a few breaths here. And then breathe in, lift the right leg into the air, step it through between both hands, and come to Invincible Warrior by sweeping both hands into the air. Fabulous. Bring your hands to your heart, twist to the right side, left elbow over the right knee. Please drop to the left knee if you need to. If your elbow is completely over the knee, left fingertips to the floor, right arm lifting to the sky. Very nice. Looking to the floor, ground both hands under the shoulders, sweep the right leg back, downward facing dog. As you breathe in, lift and split your dog, left leg now, and step it through between the hands. Lovely. Raising yourself up to Invincible Warrior, left side, right toes tucked under. Fabulous. Hands to your heart, Anjali Mudra. Right elbow over your left knee, twisting, maybe opening the hands if that suits you, opening, spreading the arms. And looking to the floor, ground your hands under your shoulders, find downward facing dog. Again, holding or please vinyasa if that suits you. Keeping the heat maintained in your body, beautiful. And then looking forwards, stepping or jumping through. Looking up and exhale, nose to knees. Inhale, sweep your hands high. Exhale, hands to your heart. Take a moment here. Notice how you feel. And let's bring the arms behind us. Interlace the fingers, palms face your body. Breathe in as you extend your arms. Lift your hands away from your body. Feel the chest opening. Roll the shoulders back and down. Lift the chin a little. Feel nice and open. Are you drawing and lifting up your pelvic floor and squeezing your navel in? On your next in-breath, reaching up with your arms. Interlace your fingers. Turn your palms to the sky. Reaching as tall as you can be. And then catch hold of your left wrist with your right hand and lean over to the right side. Lateral extension and flexion of your spine. Lovely. Inhale, center, turn palms to the sky. Each vertebrae stacked one on top of the other. And then catch hold of your right wrist with your left hand leaning over to the left side. Excellent. Keep that breath flowing in. Breathing in, come to center. This time, palms together or slightly apart. Reaching tall again, then sink back into chair pose. Feet parallel, body at 90 degrees to those thighs. Keep the breath coming in. As you exhale, fold into forward bend. As you inhale, come back to chair. Sink nice and low. Exhale, forward bend. Inhale, chair. Two more. Rocking chair. And after those two, hold in your chair, Utkatasana, fierce pose. Bring the breath in, energize your body, feel grounded in the feet. Beautiful. Standing up, bring hands to the heart, take a moment here. Lovely. We're going to add a squat now. So bring your feet as wide as your mat. Turn your toes out. Bend the knees. Sinking into a high squat or a low one. Just listen to your body. Maybe low in Malasana. If so, push your elbows into your knees. Lovely. Knees opening. Establish your breath. Fabulous. And then very slowly ease yourself back to a comfortable seated position. And then close your eyes, bring your hands to your knees or in chin mudra, all hands to your heart. So notice the breath flowing in and out through your nose. As the body is still, the heart rate will start to settle. And notice how you feel. So this morning practice, more invigorating than a cup of coffee. When you're ready, open your eyes. We have a little time, so we're going to work on the abdominal area. So we're going to come into boat, but first just bend your knees, ground your feet, hug your knees in front of you. You can take hold of one of your wrists and just feel the spine long and lifting in this lovely seated position. So the back is as straight as it can be. Use your core, feel lifted, lift the head. And if that feels good, extend your arms now so they're parallel with each other and the floor. If that feels good, you're going to lean your body back, keeping the feet on the floor to start with. Lean it back 45 degrees. And then if you feel that your feet can naturally float up, lift those now into boat pose. Make sure you're breathing and that the spine keeps lifting, the heart shining forwards. And if at any time you feel the back rounding, start again at that grounded feet position, hug your knees and lift your spine once more. Okay, if you'd like a challenge, bring your hands into your heart. Lower the upper body and lower body halfway between where it is now and the floor. And then raise yourself back up and extend your arms again into full weight. Keep the breath coming in. Nice soft shoulders and bring your feet to the floor. Behind yourself. We're going to scoot down and roll towards the floor. So scoot towards the front edge of your mat. Keep your knees bent. Lovely straight spine. Feel lifted. Extend your arms ahead of you again so that they're parallel with each other and the floor. When you're ready, start to tilt the pelvis under. Roll back one vertebrae at a time till you come onto your back. The slower you can go, the deeper you'll be working. And hug your knees in when you reach the floor. You rock from side to side. Wonderful. Float both legs up now into the air. Flex your feet. Your palms can be by your sides. helping you to feel grounded. Flex the feet, feel the back of the calves working as well as your thighs. Holding here. If you want to work dynamically here, you can breathe in, lift head and shoulders from the floor, reach for your ankles, and exhale, release the head and shoulders down. Lovely. Breathe in, reaching up, exhale, reaching down. If this isn't good for your thighs or your neck, bend your knees and place your fingertips gently behind your head, and you can have a little crunch. And we'll take six more of these. Once you've completed those six, give yourself a hug, draw your knees in towards you, gently rock from side to side. Okay, so keeping your feet from the floor and keeping your knees over your hips, bring your palms back down beside you. Okay, reverse crunches, so keep your head and shoulders on the floor. As you breathe out, you're going to crunch your knees in and try and lift your tailbone from the floor. And as you breathe in, you're going to tap your toes onto the floor. So exhale, crunch. Inhale, tap the toes all the way to the floor. So you effectively just get a little lift and lower. Deeper you squeeze, the more you'll be working into the abdominal area. Exhale all the breath out as you crunch. Inhale, bring your breath in as you tap your toes. Lovely. Reverse crunching. Lovely. Take four more, unless you've had enough, in which case please hug your knees in. Lovely breathing. And find Apanasana. Hug your knees in when you've completed those extra six and gently rock from side to side. So just shake out your legs, shake out your arms like a beetle trapped on its back. There's a free posture now, so if your body needs anything, please listen to it. And then we'll come into a relaxation to finally Shavasana when you're ready. If you need to pop on clothing, please do. If anyone needs a blanket, please give me a wave. You will look nice and warm. So lying back when you're ready into that neutral Shavasana, making sure that your spine is straight, there's space between your legs, feet falling out to the sides, and space between your arms, palms to the sky. You may like to just ground your shoulders, maybe tuck in your chin a little to lengthen the back of your neck. And just feel the body releasing down, completely supported by the floor beneath you. So bring your attention to your inner resource, a safe haven within your body, where you usually experience feelings of security and well-being. Your inner resource, where you feel calm and joy. It may be a place or a person, or an experience that helps you feel at ease. So somewhere or someone that helps you feel within your body the sense of well-being. So re-experience your inner resource at any time during the day. When you feel overwhelmed by an emotion or thought and you wish to feel secure and at ease. Just Scan your body now. So we'll gradually move the awareness through your body. Sense your jaw, mouth, ears, nose and eyes. Sense your forehead, scalp, neck, and the inside of your throat. Scan your attention through your left arm and left palm, and your right arm and right palm, and then both hands and arms simultaneously. Sense your torso, pelvis, and lower back. And experience a softness in your left hip, leg, and foot. And then in your right hip, leg, and foot. Sense your entire body softening, surrendering to the earth beneath you. Sense the body breathing by itself. Observe the natural flow of air in the nostrils, the throat, the ribs, and notice the rise and fall of the abdomen with each breath. Each breath, flowing energy coursing around your body. And take a moment to feel joy, wellness and bliss emanating from your heart. Joy, bliss, happiness spreading throughout your body and into the space around you. And with every exhalation, experience sensations of warmth, joy and well-being radiating throughout your whole body. And allow that body to now be restful. You are completely safe. Very slowly and without disturbing yourself too much and with eyes closed, start to bring your focus to your body once more and the space you're lying in. Notice your breath, and with every inhalation start to lengthen the breath, energizing your body once more. And then slowly start to move the body, starting with the toes, feet, ankles, the fingertips, hands and wrists. You may like to turn your head from side to side. You may like a stretch or to hug your knees in. Just listen to what your body needs at this time. There's no rush. When you're ready, bend your knees, ease over onto your side, and take a moment to observe how you're feeling. And when you feel ready, coming up to a comfortable seated position. So we'll bring some breath back into the body. So with a nice straight spine, breathe in, reaching up with both arms. Exhale, palms down the centre line of the body into prayer pose. Lovely. Breathing in, breathing out, and one more. Namaste.
Namaste.
Thank you.
Thank you.